This is the Business Opportunities Weekend Wrap-Up for December 18th, 2010. I'm Rich Whittle. We started off the week with a story about researchers at GFI Software who have uncovered a scam that generates fake Amazon.com receipts in order to dupe merchants into paying unwarranted refunds. Merchants who doubt the authenticity of receipts should cross-check their records with those kept by Amazon. We also told you about a story in USA Today about the rent-a-Christmas tree industry and how it has gained ground in recent years as eco-minded consumers seek a natural tree without the possible guilt of dumping it curbside later. Living Christmas Tree Company did a few trial deliveries in 2008, rented 640 trees last year, and expects more than 1,000 rentals this year. The disposal issue is often cited by artificial tree fans, who also note a real tree's potential fire hazard and its messy pine needles. We told you about how to drive legally and earn money. The Speed Camera Lottery, in addition to photographing speed violators and issuing tickets, would also capture those vehicles that are driving within limits and enter them into a lottery to get a chance to win money from the revenue which was generated from speeding tickets. The lottery idea has been embraced by the Swedish National Society for Road Safety and is now implemented in Stockholm. The New York Times reports that nationwide, beehives are being tucked into small backyards and set along driveways. Even the White House has installed some. Beekeeping classes are filling up quickly, and new beekeeping clubs are forming at the same time the established ones are reporting large jumps in membership. One force behind this rise in beekeeping is the growing desire for homegrown and organic food. Another, more complex one, is the urge to stem the worrisome decline in the nation's bee population. Fast Company reports that a new survey by Forrester has revealed that the net has caught up with TV as a pastime. And while TV is not going away just yet, this pretty much cements the future of web-based TV. The TV figure hasn't drifted down appreciably. Rather, net use has exploded upwards, rising 121% over 5 years, displacing other activities like listening to the radio and reading magazines and newspapers offline. Artist Evan Roth has a radical idea to help let our ideas live long after we die. Taking inspiration from organ donation programs, Roth advocates donating intellectual property to the public domain to contribute to the progress of science and ensure that your creative legacy lives on. Why let all of your ideas die with you, he says. Current copyright law prevents anyone from building upon your creativity for 70 years after your death. Live on in collaboration with others. Make an intellectual property donation. Think your decision to own your own business is all yours? Maybe not. Business News Daily reports that the new research finds that your parents had a lot more to do with your career choice than you thought. Psychologist George Holden at Southern Methodist University hypothesizes that parents guide their children's development in four complex and dynamic ways. At the Toronto Public Library, you can borrow people along with books. The Human Library Project aims to break down prejudice barriers by creating settings where people of different backgrounds can engage in conversations. The idea of a human library first emerged in Copenhagen about a decade ago as a way to break down prejudices by bringing people of different backgrounds together for one-on-one conversation. Don't use your car that often? Then a unique website, Whipcar, might be able to help you recoup some of that cost. They have made it possible for car owners to post their vehicles for rent, allowing people in their neighborhood to rent the car for short periods of time. The owner can set their own price, and the driver has access to a vehicle so they can run an errand, buy groceries, visit a friend, or whatever the need may be. And finally, CNBC is reporting that the Federal Reserve printed 1.1 billion redesigned $100 bills with new high-tech anti-counterfeiting bells and whistles, only to find that printers had botched the job on an unspecified number of them, leaving part of the face unprinted. The bills cost twice as much as normal bills to produce, which means the Federal Reserve spent about $120 million on unusable bills. Ouch! That's it for this week. We'll be back again next Saturday with more interesting stories from Dane Carlson's Business Opportunities weblog. Thanks for listening.